brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早安。
All right, let's turn to our passage in Romans chapter 5.
让我们翻到罗马书的第五章。
Today's passage will be Romans 5, 12 to 14.
今天我们要分享的经节是罗马书第五章第十二节到第十四节。
Romans 5, 12 to 14.
罗马书第五章第十二节到第十四节。
Therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned.
罗马书第五章第十二节，这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到了众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law.
第十三节，没有律法之先，罪已经在世上，但没有律法，罪也不算为罪。
Therefore, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam until Moses.Even over those who had not sinned in the likeness of the offense of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come.
第十四节，然而从亚当到摩西，死就做了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的，也在他的权下。亚当乃是那以后要来之人的预象。
1 Corinthians 15:22.
哥林多前书第
15:22
15章第23节
22 says,
第22节
For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive.
哥林多前书15章第22节，在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
Dropping down to 47 to 48, the first man is from the earth, earthy, the second man is from heaven.
看到下面的第47节，头一个人是出于地，乃属土，第二个人是出于天。
As is the earthy, so also are those who are earthy, and as is the heavenly, so also are those who are heavenly.
那属土的怎样，凡属土的也就怎样，属天的怎样，凡属天的也就怎样。
And let's go back to Romans 5 and we will read the passages around the central passage that we are going to focus on, 12 to 14.
我们再翻回罗马书的第五章，然后我们要围绕这些经节来讲述一些与这些经节相关的。
So let's take a look at 5:19.
让我们看一下罗马书第五章第十九节。
For as through the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, even so through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous.
罗马书第五章第十九节，因一人的悖逆，众人成为罪人，照样因一人的顺从，众人也成为义了。
And then 5:9-10.
罗马书第五章第九到第十节。
Much more than having now been justified by his blood or in his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him.
罗马书第五章第九节，现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
10. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son,Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life, or in his life.
第十节，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神的儿子死，得与神和好。既已和好，就更要因他的生得救了。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有一点祷告。
Father, I want to thank you that you gather us today.
父，我们感谢你，感谢你今日又召聚我们在一起。
That as we hear your word, we want to listen to your voice.
当我们来听你话语的时候，主啊，求你将你的声音传给我们。
Help us appreciate your salvation work in Christ more.
让我们更多的来宝贝这个在基督耶稣里的救恩。
So that we can respond by giving all of ourselves to the Lord.
所以我们能够把我们的全人全心都来献给主。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样祷告是奉基督耶稣的名。Amen.
Amen.So on the third Sunday after Pentecost, people will light bonfires in the mountains in the shape of a heart.
在五旬节之后的第三个星期天，人们会在这个山上点燃心形的，用篝火点燃这个心形的爱心的形状。
This is a tradition called Sacred Heart Day, or Herz Jesu Feuer.
这一个是被称为圣心节的这样的一个传统。
It was started by troops more than 200 years ago in South Tyrol.
这个传统是在200多年以前由在这个南地罗尔这个地方的军人所带来的。
South Tyrol is a region between Austria and Italy.
南地罗尔是一个处在奥地利和意大利之间的一个地方。
It used to be Austrian, Hungarian, so people there enjoyed Austrian culture and enjoyed speaking the German language.
之前这个南地罗尔这个地方属于奥地利，当地的人说德语，而且他们有一些德国的传统。
Then in 1919, the Austrian-Hungarians lost World War I.
1919年的时候，奥地利一战失败。
And South Tyrol suddenly, overnight, got annexed by Italy.
南地罗尔这个地方突然就成了意大利的一部分。
Unfortunately, the Italian government, fascist government under Mussolini, was in charge.
那个时候墨索里尼的政府是当权。
He started to close German schools.
他开始关闭德国的学校。
German street names.
他开始关闭当地的学校。
German street names and people's names suddenly became Italian flavored.
所有德国的地名和人名突然一下就变成了意大利的名字。
Germans were banned from immigrating there, and Italians had special privileges.
德国人再也不准迁移到那个地方，而且当地的意大利人会受到格外的优待。
And Mussolini's troops would use violence to prevent people from celebrating their own traditional ethnic culture.
而且当地的墨索里尼的政府甚至使用暴力来阻止当地的人庆祝他们自己的传统。
And just as South Tyrol, humans experienced a sudden change in government as well.
和这个南地罗尔地区一样，我们这个人的这个族类也经历了这样子突然的改变。
When Adam sinned, it's as if we all found ourselves in an unknown country.
当亚当犯罪的时候，我们感觉我们好像突然就到了一个陌生的国度。
Dignity was changed to shame, and day became darkness.
尊严变成了耻辱，白天变成了黑夜。
The language and the culture and the government were all unfamiliar and uncomfortable.
所有的语言文化政权对于我们来说都觉得那么的陌生，觉得那么我们感到那么的不自在。
And how desperately we yearned for a different government to feel at home again.
我们是多么希望我们能有一个新的掌权的，让我们能够有这种家的感觉。
And that abrupt change is how God depicts salvation work at the end of Romans 5.
这种突然的改变就是罗马书第五章的末了所描述的这种改变。
It is an abrupt contrast.
这是一个非常突然的一个这样子的比较。
And this shows salvation work because we used to be one race in Adam, and then salvation's work put us in another race in Christ.
这个比较显示出我们从前是属于亚当的族类，如今我们属于基督的，我们属基督了。
And how do we get here? Let's quickly review the argument so far in Romans.
我们来稍稍回复一下 罗马书之前所讲的。
Paul is describing the good news or the gospel.
保罗在这里分享了这个好消息，就是我们说的福音。
All people were sinners, condemned to die, unable to reach the righteous requirement of God.
所有的人都是罪人，没有办法达到神公义的要求。所有的人都是被定罪，要注定死亡。
However, God so loved us.That he sent his son, the Lord Jesus, to die on the cross to take the penalty of sin on our behalf.
但是神是如此的爱我们，他将他的儿子赐下来代替我们的罪。
And as a result of believing in Jesus and receiving him, we are justified or declared righteous.
所以那些相信基督耶稣的人，我们就被看为，或者是说被认为是义的。
Then God gives us assurance of our salvation through peace with God, through hope and the love of God poured into our hearts.
所以神就借着我们内心的平安，借着他所倾倒在我们里面的爱，让我们对我们的得救有这样子的确据。
So last time we shared on the passage, which is Romans 5, 6 through 11.
上一次我们分享了罗马书第五章的第六节到第十一节。
We mentioned that Christ's death saved us from our sins. That's in verse 9.
第九节里面说到，耶稣的死代替了我们的罪。
He saved us from our sins.
他将我们从罪中解救出来。
So that we do not have to suffer eternal condemnation.
所以我们不用，我们免去了这个永世里面的审判。
But then verse 10 tells us that salvation is so much more than not going into eternal destruction.
但是第十节又告诉我们说，这个救恩远远的多于我们不受这个死的审判。
It is putting us back into eternal fellowship with God.
这个救恩把我们，让我们能够永久的能够和神有交通。
That's why it says much more we are saved in Christ's life.Or saved in Christ.
就这个地方就是说，为什么为什么我们说借着这个救恩，我们永远的得救了？
Simply put, we are saved in Christ by God putting us in Christ into union with Christ.
简单的说，就是借着把我们放在基督里，让我们与神有联合，神通过这种方式将我们拯救。
And so.Then Christ becomes our new position, new country, and new government.
所以基督成为我们新的地位，成为我们新的国度，成为我们新的掌权者。
And hence it brings us to this large part of Romans 5, 12 to 21, that continues to speak about in Christ in stark contrast with in Adam.
所以这个地方就引出罗马书的第十二节到二十一节，在这里展现了一个宏伟的对比，就是在亚当里与在基督里。
Thomas Goodwin was a 17th century Puritan Englishman.
这个 Thomson Goodwin 是十七世纪的一个清教徒。
He said, "In God's sight."There are two men, Adam and Jesus Christ.
他说在神的眼里面只有两个人，一个是亚当，一个是基督。
And these two men have all other men hanging at their belt strings.
这两个人把世上所有的人都别在他们的腰间。
So when God sees you, you are either in Adam or in Christ. There is no other position.
所以主在看我们的时候，你或者是在亚当里，或者是在基督里，没有第三个位置。
So let's outline today's portion, which is verses 12 to 14. Especially today, we want to emphasize this last phrase, Adam, who is a type of him who was to come.
所以我们来分享一下我们今天要讲的这个主题的大纲，特别是我们要强调。罗马书第五章的第十四节，亚当乃是那之后要来者的预象。
Then we're going to talk about verses 12 to 14, but then with a focus on Adam as the type of him who was to come.
所以我们下来要，我们接下来要，分享罗马书的第十二章到，第五章的第十二节到第十四节，重点，在于强调耶稣是那，是那将要来者的，亚当乃是那之后将要来者的预象。
So first point is that Adam's act of disobedience caused everyone to be counted sinners.
要分享的第一点就是，因着亚当的不顺服，众人都被算为罪人。
The second point is Christ's act of obedience leads believers to be made righteous.
要分享的第二点是，因着基督的顺服，所有相信基督的人都被称为义。
And then the third point is that once we know our position in Christ, then we know our purpose, identity, and destiny.
第三点要说到的是，一旦我们知道了我们在基督里的这个地位，我们就能够知道我们的身份，就能够知道我们的命运。
So let's talk about the first point, which is Adam's act of disobedience caused everyone to be counted sinners.
所以我们现在先来，谈第一点，因着亚当的不顺服，众人都被算为罪人。
Verse 12 says, Therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men, for because all sinned.
罗马书的第五章第十二节说，正如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
So for this first point, let's break down this verse into three parts.
我们把这一节分成三个部分来理解。
First, just as through one man, sin entered into the world.
正如罪是从一人入了这世界。
So humanity was created to express Creator God's character and will, and that's why we're made in His Son's image.
我们人的受造，我们人之所以按照神的形象被造，是被用来作为一个器皿，来彰显他的性情与他的与他的旨意。
Genesis shows that God put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it.
创世纪的第二章里面说到，人被造之后，神将他安置在伊甸园中，使他来修理看护伊甸园。
However, something seems off already when you're reading this passage of the garden.
但是当你在读到这个关于伊甸园的描述的时候，你发现已经有一些什么事情不对。
How do we know that from the text?
我们怎么样从这个创世纪的描述当中来知道呢？
They had to work it and take care of it. Work is not necessarily something flagging. It doesn't raise eyebrows. It just means our service to God.
这里说到的这个修理，它实际上指的是服侍。
But the word take care literally means to guard, indicating that there might be danger afoot, especially from a deceiver.
这里说的看守，从这个字面上的意思就是说，你在那个地方守护，来免去这个恶者的进入，就是那个撒谎之人，撒谎者。
Humans failed to guard the garden. Later, it describes cherubim stationed to same word guard the way to the tree of life.
但是人没有做到这一点，最后我们就看到，神需要拿这个让这个基路伯来守护这个伊甸园的门。
Second thing, something's off. The woman is described as a help, which does not mean helper as in someone who assists.
第二点，你看为你发现不太对的地方就是，神为亚当造的这个女人是来帮助的，但是并不是只是辅助作用。
But the word help means reinforcement or aid in time of need.
这个帮助者的意思是在需要的时候成为帮助。
People call for help because they're under threat by enemies.
人在呼求帮助的时候，是因为他们在危险当中，他们需要协助。
And finally, humans were given the role to rule and subdue the earth.
最后一点，我们看到人所神给人的职分是让人来治理，来治理这个已经在这个恶者手下的世界。
And subdue means to take back and retain land as if it were prior under enemy control.
这个制服的意思就是说，要把这个已经在敌人手下的这个地方能够争夺回来。
Sin entered into the world implies that sin already existed, but did not yet enter the world, aka humanity.
罪已经有了，只是没有进入这个世界，或者是没有进入这个人类。
Adam was supposed to watch and guard the door, but he failed.
亚当他应当来看守这个门，但是他失败了。
Due to temptation, man disobeyed the Lord God.
因为他受了魔鬼的试探。
Because Lord God said, "From the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die."
因为神说你不可吃。分辨善恶树上的果子，吃的那日你必死。
Adam ignored God's word.
亚当，无视神的话语。
And as a result, sin entered the world.
作为他悖逆的结果，罪就进入了世界。
And therefore we have this next phrase, death through sin, and so death spread to all men.
所以我们就看到这一节的下面一个部分，死是从罪来的，于是死就临到。
Romans 6 says, "For the wages of sin is death."
因为罪的工价乃是死。
If God is righteous and holy, then He cannot tolerate sin.
如果神是公义圣洁的，他不可能容忍罪。
And sin then causes a separation between a righteous God and unrighteous people.
罪将我们这个不圣洁的人和全然公义圣洁的神隔离开来。
And the result of separation from the Author and Creator of life would then be both spiritual and physical death.
这个隔离的结果就是让我们的灵魂与身体与那个造我们灵魂身体的神永远的隔离。
That's why the day you eat, then you will surely die.
所以神说你吃的那一日你必死。
And because of sin, humans throughout history will physically die.
所以因为这个罪有万世以来所有的人都会经历身体的死。
Now let's take a look at the reason, because Paul here saysBecause all sinned.
保罗在这里说到，因为众人都犯了罪，这一点将怎样理解呢？
This is a head scratcher.
这个让我们有点不太明白。
Because I was not there.
因为亚当发生的这件事情的时候，我并不在那里。
We were not there.
我们所有人都不在那里。
But I definitely wasn't. So notice the phrase here is because all sinned, not all have sinned.
所以要注意到这个地方说的众人都犯了罪，而不是说众人都犯过罪。
This is a big difference.
这两个有明显的区别。
So remember Romans 3:23, we all memorize the verse, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God."
所以我们知道罗马书3:23说众人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
All have sinned means that everyone has personally committed sins.
我们每个人都犯过罪，说到是我们每一个人亲自的都犯过罪。
That we all lied and stole and hated other people.
我们都撒过谎，都偷过东西，都恨过别人。
And that's why we all need Christ's blood so that we can be forgiven of our sins.
所以我们每一个人都需要基督耶稣的宝血来洁净。
However, here in 5:12, Paul says, "All sinned," which is an aorist past tense.
但是在这个罗马书第五章第十二节里面说到我们都犯了罪，用的是过去不定时态。
It indicates a single action that has already taken place in the past.
这个地方描述的是在一个过去的时间发生了一件特定的事情。
It's indicating Adam's eating the fruit in disobedience to God's word.
他所描述的这件事情就是亚当悖逆神的命令，吃了分辨善恶树上的果子。
That act is the reason every human being is now considered a sinner, guilty in the eyes of God.
那个单独的行为是我们每一个人都成为罪人的原因。
That's why verse 19 says, through the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners.
所以罗马书的第五章十九节说，因为一人的悖逆，众人成为罪人。
And that single event later in history would be called original sin.
所以亚当悖逆神的那个单独的那个行动，后来被世人称作原罪。
As the head of humanity, Adam was appointed as that representative.
亚当作为这个人的头，他是这个人的代表。
Lyndon Johnson was president during the late 1960s.
60年代末的时候 ，Lyndon Johnson 是当时的总统。
He was the head of the United States.
他是美利坚合众国的头。
He sent American troops to Vietnam.
他向越南派出了军队。
Many Americans who were drafted into the military had no idea where Vietnam was on the map or why they were going there.
很多被征兵入伍的人根本就不知道越南这个地方在地图上的哪个位置，也不知道自己为什么要到那个地方去打仗。
Most of them personally did not know President Johnson.
而且那个时候被征兵入伍的人里面有很多人都不知道林登·约翰逊是当时的总统。
All they knew was that the president called up the U.S. military for deployment, whether they agreed with that decision or not.
所有他们知道的是这个国家的总统让我出去打仗，不管我自己同意还是不同意。
In the Old Testament, representatives made a covenant and are bound to it.
在旧约当中，神与人立了一个约。
You make a covenant with someone, and it applies to everyone that comes after.
神与这个人立约，从这个人所出的所有的后嗣，这个约都有功效。
For example, Abraham entered into a covenant devised by God.
比方说神与亚伯拉罕立约。
And Abraham as the father of faith represented all who believe in God, whether you're Jew or Gentile.
亚伯拉罕作为所有信心之人的代表。
Abraham also made a covenant with people. He represented all his descendants when he gave tithe to Melchizedek.
亚伯拉罕也与世人立了约，所以当他为麦基洗德献上他十分之一的时候，实际上也是说他的后嗣要献出这十分之一。
And as a result of that, the priesthood of Christ is still superior to the priesthood of Levi to this very day. The priesthood of Christ is still superior to the priesthood of Levi to today.
所以这个 基督祭司的这个职分比立位人祭司的职分要更加的优先。
So God does not make a covenant with every single individual, one here, one there, but with one person.
所以神他不会跟一个一个人的单独立约。
And then the covenant applies to everyone who follows, who share in that representative's life.
所以他跟这一个团体立约 与那个人的代表立的约对所有的人有效。
And he likes to work where he appoints representatives, a king, a prophet or a priest, one person representing the whole.
所以神他就是设立君王，设立先知，他与这些君王先知所立的约。
Why? Because
与他们代表的人都有效。
Why does he work like that? Because then God's work can be comprehensively achieved among his people.
神为什么要这样做呢？因为神靠着这样子的做法，能够在这个众人当中达到他的目的。
He's not just interested in gaining individuals, like one person here, someone over there.
因为神他所看重的，并不是单单独独的得到每一个单独的人。
If his main game is to gain a group of people to express Christ's fullness and greatness.
他所看重的是要得着一个团体来彰显基督的荣耀和丰富。
So we want to be thankful for this, and we'll later see how this action secures all our lives permanently in the new covenant.
所以也正是因为这个基础，让我们在新约里面有这个得救的这个确据。
So to summarize the first point,The sinful act of Adam impacted all humanity, whether we agree with it or not.
所以我们来总结这第一点，就是亚当一个人的行为影响了全人类，不管我们是同意还是不同意亚当的行为。
Before we are saved, we are all in Adam enslaved by sin and condemned to die.
当我们得救之前，我们每一个人都在亚当里面，都是被定罪的，都是注定要死亡的。
And there is no way to save ourselves even if we tried.
即使我们非常的努力，我们自己也无法救自己。
How then can we be made righteous?
那么我们怎么样被称义的呢？
That brings us to the second point, which is Christ's act of obedience causes believers to be made righteous.
所以这里引出我要分享的第二点，就是借着基督的顺服，使相信的人得以被称为义。
Verse 14 says, Adam, who is a type of him who was to come.
罗马书的第五章第十四节说到，亚当乃是那以后要来之人的预象。
Christ is shown as the one to come, implying that he has a specific mission and purpose.
基督在这里被描绘为那个要来的人，他有着明确的使命与目的。
When he came into the world, he said to God, Behold, I come to do your will.
当他来到这个世界上的说，他说，神啊，我来是来行使你的旨意。
That God always works through a human vessel to do his will, not through religious teachings, not through religious practices or principles.
神做工的方式，他不是借着教义，不是借着抽象的原则，而是来借着人这样子的器皿来做事。
Since Adam was the first man that already came but failed in his mission,
亚当是那个第一个来的人，但是他已经他的使命已经失败了。
And so Christ is sent to come as the second man appointed by God to fulfill the mission.
所以神设立了这个第二个人来到这个世界上来完成他的使命。
How did Christ fulfill his mission? We should see how Adam is a type, which means pattern, of Christ.
这个地方说到，亚当是基督的预表。
Both have a responsibility to God.
他们两者对着神都有他们自己的使命。
Both underwent a tremendous event, Adam through a deep death-like sleep.
他们两个都经历了这个非凡的，他们两个都有非凡的经历。
In which his side was opened up. Oh, sorry.
亚当是在沉睡当中。
And in which his side was opened up.
在沉睡当中，他的肋旁被打开。
And then Christ also underwent death and had his side pierced.
耶稣也是肋旁被刺透，经历死亡。
As a result, both were given a companion who is bone of his bones and flesh of his flesh.
这个两位所非凡的经历都有结果。对亚当来说，他的肋旁被破开，他得到了一个妻子。
Interesting, because unlike animals or man who came from the dust, the woman is the only creation that ever came from another living being.
基督耶稣的肋旁被刺破受死，他所得到的是一个教会，与动物是从尘土所造的不同。女人是唯一一个透过活物所造出来的一个族类。
Likewise, the church's life is not from the earth or dust, but is derived from another person's life, that is, of Christ.
所以这个教会它也不是出于尘土的，它也是出于另外一个生命，这个生命就是基督。
But because Adam is a flawed and imperfect type of Christ,
因为亚当是一个有瑕疵的不完全的基督。
That impact is also onto his corporate body.
所以这一点也影响到亚当这个团体。
So when we talk about Adam and Christ, those are two people, right? Adam and Christ.
当我们说到亚当和基督，我们在说到这两个人。
But when we speak of the phrase in Adam or in Christ, we're talking about their corporate body.
当我们说到在亚当里和在基督里，我们在说到这两个团体。
Adam being the head of the old creation and the father of fallen people.
亚当是旧人的头，他是所有堕落人类的祖。
And then Christ as the head of new creation and of justified people.
而基督他是所有新造人的头。
And hence we have this phrase here, death reigned even over those who had not sinned in the likeness of the offense of Adam.
所以
This is 14.
所以第十四节说，就连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的也在他的权下。
The effect of death coming upon this whole corporate body.
所以这个死的结局要临到所有亚当的族类。
Then someone might say, hold on, instead of in Christ, how about in the law?
在这里有人就要问了，你说在耶稣里，我可不可以在律法里？
Does the law make a person or perhaps a whole group of people righteous?
律法能够让一个人或者是让一个团体来称义吗？
The answer is no. Verse 13 says, for until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law.
答案是否定的，因为第十三节说到，没有律法之前，罪已经在世上，但没有律法，罪也不算为罪。
If there's a poisonous snake in the hole in the ground, that might pose a danger to you.
比方说，在这个深洞里藏着一条蛇，对你来说是非常有威胁的。
And we would drive it out with some fire.
我们可以用火把它逼出来。
However, just by driving it out does not mean you have the tools to kill it.
但是把这个蛇从洞里面驱逐出来，并不说明你有杀死这个蛇的武器。
In dismay, you look at a snake on the grass rather than a snake in the hole.
现在的情形只不过是说那个蛇不在洞里，但是这个蛇在草地上。
What the law did was to snuff sin out of the hole.
律法所做的事情就是把这个蛇从这个深洞当中逼出来。
The law imputes sin by revealing what God condemns as a sin.
律法揭示了什么叫做罪。
And this way, by the law, we have knowledge of sin.
所以通过律法我们能够知罪。
But law itself does not make people righteous because it does not overcome sin.
但是律法它本身不能够让人称义。
When we try to keep the law, to our dismay, we find our weak, sinful selves not being able to do it.
当我们靠着自己的能力来服从这个律法的时候，常常我们发现的是我们没有办法来服从。
We break the law and find ourselves face to face with danger, condemnation, and eternal judgment.
我们不但不能够遵守这个律法，我们常常发现自己我们是在来冒犯这个律法，把自己放在一个被定罪的地位上。
The idea of the law is to compel us to put trust in a powerful Savior who can overcome sin and crush the serpent's head.
而与此不同的是，当我们在基督里的时候，这一位基督就能够败坏那个蛇的头。
Then how does Christ save us?
那么基督是怎样来拯救我们的？
We are saved by his life.
我们是靠他的生命被拯救的。
Even so, through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous. That's what verse 19 says.
19节说，因为一人的顺从，众人也都成为义。
And we also mentioned back in verse 10, having been reconciled, we shall be saved in his life.
所以第十节说，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得以与神和好。
Boiling to one sentence, we are saved because God put us in Christ.
简单的说来，我们得救就是因为神把我们放在基督里。
It's not God giving us Christ's righteousness, but God making Christ our righteousness.
并不是神把耶稣的义给我们，而是神将基督耶稣成为我们的义。
How he did that was, it says, this act of obedience. Christ was obedient to die on the cross.
这个地方说到耶稣他顺从以至于死。
A propitiation that turned away the wrath of God.
他作为代替来免除了神的愤怒。
And as a result, the many will be made righteous.
作为他代替的结果，许多的人会被称为义。
Will be, as in this is not just the initial declaration of justification, But one day we will be completely made through and through righteous.
而且这里不单单说到是我们相信的那一刻被神 看作为义
this,
而且是有一天我们要在基督耶稣里面完完全全的成为义。
It applies to all who spring from the lineage of Christ.
这一个义属于所有从基督而出的人。
That's why 1 Corinthians 15 also says, For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive.
所以说在亚当里众人都死了，而在基督耶稣里众人都要复活。
It's as if we moved homes and changed addresses.
这就好像我们搬了家，改了地址。
We used to be in the position of Adam, and now we're moved into the position of Christ.
我们以前是在亚当的地位上，如今在基督的地位上。
In geometry, parallel lines on a plane never intersect.
在几何里面，我们知道两条平行线是永永远远不可能交叉的。
Even if you go on and on,
即使你一个劲地往下走。
The lineage of Adam and the lineage of Christ, same thing, distinct and separate.
亚当所出和基督所出的这两条线永永远远是平行，不可交叉。
You cannot be born into one lineage and decide, I'm going to go try out that other lineage.
不太可能说你出乎于亚当，有一天你说好，我过去试一下，试一下在基督里面。
It requires a complete death and rebirth.
这一个它取决于完全的死亡和彻底的重生。
That's why Jesus said, truly, truly, I say,to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
这就是神所告诉世人的，实实在在的，我告诉你，人若不重生，他不得见神的国。
And now that we've changed addresses and are in Christ rather than in Adam, how should we live?
现在我们已经把我们的这个地址从亚当里换到了在基督里，我们当怎样来过我们的生活呢？
So which brings us to the third point of application, which is,A new life and new position impacts how we live.
所以这就带到我要分享的第三点，就是如何来运用。
We realize that our true identity is now in Christ and not in Adam.
现在我们知道我们的这个身份是在基督里，而不是在亚当里。
There's a slogan people at graduation say, we want to be yourself or be authentic, true to your individuality.
现在有一个很流行的说法叫做做自己，强调我们自己的个性。
It was developed in Europe 18th century Jean-Jacques Rousseau.
这是它的源头是来自于18世纪的法国思想家卢梭。
Before that, people lived in traditional societies, he said. People derived their identity based on what God or society placed on them.
卢梭的观点是人在这个世界上是随着这个世界的传统在过生活。
If you're the son of a farmer or the son of an accountant, you became a farmer or an accountant.
所以传统是如何，你的身份也会如何。比方说你是一个农夫或者是一个会计师的孩子，你就会是农夫或者是会计师。
But Rousseau thought that we are all born by nature as blank.
卢梭说到我们每一个人生出来都像一张白纸。
So you create your identity based on what feels good and meaningful to you.
你透过你自己所喜欢行的这一切来确定你的身份。
So what feels good emotionally to you became how you figure out your place in society.
你自己心里的感觉如何可以决定你在这个社会上的，你在这个世界上的这个身份。
So when someone says, "Oh yeah, be authentic, be yourself," we thought that's a great idea.
所以当有人说，做回你自己，做你自己的时候，我们觉得说，这听起来是一个很不错的观点。
So we try it out.
所以我们就试着这么去做，做我们自己。
And the more you try it out, the more draining it gets.
但是我们越这样去做，实际上感觉是越加的疲惫。
There's very little freedom or satisfaction in being yourself.
当你做自己的时候，实际上你并没有很多的自由，也并没有很多满足感。
Rather, it's like trying to maintain a mask, knowing that it's on the verge of falling off.
做自己所带来的实际上就是让你每天戴着一个面具来生活。
The mask might be you're wanting to be a successful business person who wants to enter the top college, top firm, despite what your parents or peer says cannot be done.
这个面具可能是你打破你父母或者是老师的预言，通过你自己的努力上到好的学校，成为一个很成功的商人。
Or a mask can be a rebellious high schooler who wants to seem tough.
或者这个面具也有可能是一个看起来非常强悍的一个初中生。
And thus is rebellious against teachers and take advantage of other students.
所以你那个做自己就是来挑战老师所说的，来欺负同学。
All these masks are painted with happy smiles and sparkling eyes.
所有的这些面具表面上所看见的是这个笑脸和闪亮的眼神。
And then one day someone runs over and lifts up the mask over your face.
但是有一天有人走过掀开你的面具的时候，
They look at it and see the sweating face of Adam.
所以他们看见的是那个汗流满面的亚当的脸。
Being yourself is not truly being yourself. It's just being true to Adam.
所以这里说的世界上的人所说的做你自己，其实严格意义上来说不是做你自己，而是做亚当。
Perhaps the most famous poem in American literature expresses this weariness and selfishness of Adam.
美国文学当中有一篇很著名的诗在描述这个从亚当而来的这样子的一句诗句。
Walt Whitmanwas making fun of religious creeds, and he says,
他这个地方是在讽刺人的一些信条。
I believe in the flesh and the appetites.
我相信肉体与欲望。
The scent of these armpits, aroma finer than prayer.
我腋下的气味比祷告更加芬芳。
Essentially, his sweaty effort, achievement, and glory becomes his own religion and God.
所以他把他自己的汗水，把他自己的努力，把他自己的成就供成了神。
And it's quite an effort to fulfill your own flesh and appetites.
实际上就是为了满足我们自己里面的肉体的欲望。
And so our true identity is Christ.
所以在基督里面的身份也是同样。
What if some people say I was born this way?
如果有人说我生来就是这样的
With natural feelings and natural desires, shouldn't that be good?
如果这就是我天然的样子，难道不好吗？
Isn't that my truest self?
这个就是最真实的我。
Why should I be discouraged from indulging it or satisfying it?
既然是最真实的我，我就应该照着这样子去反应，去行。
True that if there's no God and life is short, one might as well do it.
是的，如果只有一位神，然后我们的生命是短暂的，你要愿意这样去做也可以。
But as Christians, we want to always come bravely to Christ.
但是作为基督徒，我们永远是愿意得神的喜悦。
I say bravely because it takes resolve to surrender something that matters to you, something like personal feelings, desires, and identity.
我说需要勇敢的这样做，是因为。我们需要来否定我们自己的需要。
It's no less than self-denial and death to yourself at the feet of Jesus.
就是在基督的面前，我们愿意否认我们自己，舍去我们自己。
Because true, all people in Adam are born with different tendencies, distortions, and bents in their body and soul.
的确，在亚当里面的人，每一个人都有。缺陷、扭曲和不完美的地方。
It's as if Adam were a cage that bends and restrains our true selves in different ways. It's like Adam is like a cage.
好像亚当就像是一个牢笼。
In which yourself is put that bends you and distorts you in different ways.
就好像亚当是一个牢笼，我们被关在这个牢笼里面，被迫来成为这个亚当的样子。
So we want to be gentle to bring someone to know the freedom in Christ.
所以我们想轻柔地把人带到一个自由里面。
Because once we bring someone to the freedom of Christ, then God will slowly take the soul out of those distortions.
所以当我们 把人带到这个基督的自由里的时候，神就会来把我们这些天然的不完全来改变。
On the flip side, let's say you're born with great natural talent or characteristics.
从另外一个方面来讲，也有可能你天生就有很多能力。
And you're tempted to boast and depend on that ability.
人的天然的愿望就是我有这样子能力，我就来夸口。
Likewise, we want to also come bravely to God to give everything to the feet of Jesus.
但是在这种情况下，我们是愿意我们来到神的面前，感谢神所赐给我们的这些能力。
Because he cannot use anything natural that comes from the life of Adam.
因为我们不能够使用任何从亚当所来的生命。
Less about identity now, but what if that you have a weakness or imperfection that you're born with that you don't like?
那么我们下面再来谈谈说，如果我们这个生命里面就有一些我们自己也不喜欢的这些缺陷。
You cannot control whether you're born male or female, Chinese or Indian, short or tall.
我们自己没有办法来掌控我们是如何出生。我们的肤色，我们的种族，我们的性别。
And all your life, you don't like that imperfection.
在你的一生当中，有可能你的那个缺陷，你一辈子都不喜欢。
In the Bible, there was a man born blind. Leah had weak eyes.
在圣经里面，有人是天生瞎眼的，天生瘸腿的，也有人是有眼疾。
And Rachel was born barren.Or Ehud was left-handed because his right hand was shriveled.
拉杰不能够生育，以户他是一个左撇子，因为他的右边，他的右手有缺陷。
That's why seeing Christ as our identity is so crucial because it helps us look past the weaknesses of our natural life to see the beauty of the divine life.
这就是为什么看我们自己在基督里是如此的重要。因为当我们看见我们在基督里的时候，我们就可以越过我们所有的这些天然的缺陷。
That we are made into the image of the Son, the Christ who is the most unique, richest in depth and breadth of character and personality in the universe.
圣灵把我们塑造成基督的形象，而基督他是全宇宙当中最独特、最丰富、最有深度和广度的这样子的一个形象。
And thus each new creature in Christ is unique, showing a different aspect of him.
我们每一个人又是如此特别的被造，好叫我们每一个人都能够来反映基督某一方面的荣美。
So two stories, one from the Bible and one from church history.
所以这里有两个故事，一个是从圣经来的，一个是从历史上。
Jacob was born with a shortcoming.Even when he was in the womb.
雅各他有一个非常明显的弱点，就是他一生都在抓。
That Jacob came forth with his hand holding on to Esau's feet, so his name was called Jacob.
他在出生的时候抓住以扫的腿，所以他的名字叫做 Jacob， 叫做抓取者。
Throughout his life, Jacob was grabbing and scheming and deceiving to take what he wanted.
所以雅各的一生，他都在想办法欺骗，想办法抓，想办法得到那些他心中所想得到的。
But after a wrestling match, God broke Jacob's reliance upon his own strength.
但是通过一次摔跤，神彻底的撤除了雅各对他自己的依赖。
And it shows God purifies us not by removing our sin, but by removing ourself.
所以我们这里看到神来洁净我们，并不是把这个罪从我们的身上挪去，而是把这个己从我们身上挪去。
This idea will be later expounded on by Paul in chapter 6 and 7 and 8.
这一点保罗在罗马书的第五、第六、第七章会说到。
But in our encounter with God, he touches us with the cross, and God transformed natural Jacob into spiritual Israel.
所以我们在遇见神的时候，神就用这个十字架来触摸到我们的生命，所以天然的雅各成为了属灵的以色列。
So at the end of his life, when he was transformed in Egypt, he was blessing Pharaoh and his grandsons and sons. He was giving rather than taking.
所以在雅各的年迈的时候，他成为了一个祝福他的孩子、祝福他的子孙的这么样一个人。他从一个夺取者成为一个给予者。
And then there's this example from church history. Thomas Boston was a Puritan who lived in the early 1700s, championing the gospel against the Church of Scotland.
所以这个第二个例子我要讲到的是生活在十八世纪初的一个清教徒，他的名字叫 Thomas Boston。
Boston, and his wife had paralyzing depression, and he suffered painfully from untreated kidney stones.
他的妻子有严重的抑郁症，而且他自己呢是常年，在这个肾结石的折磨之下。
He looked in Psalm 19, and he said, "Interesting. Each person was given a lot in life. Each person's lot has its boundaries and lines drawn out by God."
所以他在读到诗篇诗篇第16篇的时候，看到说哦，神给我们每一个人都有一段都有一个地界，一片地图。
Yeah, Psalm 16:5-6 says, "The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You support my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Indeed, my heritage is beautiful to me."
诗篇第十六章第五节到第六节，耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份。我所得的，你为我持守。用绳量给我的地界，坐垒在佳美之处。我的产业实在美好。
He wondered.What if God seems to be unfair?
他在那个地方思想说，如果这个神是不公平的。
Who seems to have given him a lot where the lines are not straight but crooked?
如果这个神给他的这一个地界，这个周边的线不是直的，而是弯弯扭扭的，弯弯曲曲的。
And his lot in life.Is rough rather than pleasant or beautiful.
如果他的所经历的生命并不是像这个诗篇里面所说的是美好的，而是艰难的。
So after internalizing it, he wrote a book called "The Crook and the Lot: The Sovereignty and Wisdom of God in the Afflictions of Man Displayed." The crook and the lot, as in there's a crook, as in there's a.Not crook as in a criminal in the lot, right?
扭曲的,
okay,
扭曲的地界,
okay, okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, in the lot. The sovereignty and wisdom of God in the afflictions of man displayed.
神在人身上的主权.
So he found that the secret is to see your lot in life from God's perspective.
在反复思想之后，他发现这个秘诀在于你用神的眼光来看你所得到的这一份地界。
That everyone's lines are in Christ. That is the lot, and it's all devised in God's wisdom to secure you a tremendous eternal inheritance.
每一个人的地界都在基督里，基督的旨意就是要在分给你的地界上来。
That we perhaps may not be able to separate our current body from the crook and the lot now.
在现在的情况下，我们可能无法将我们和这个扭曲的这个地界分离。
But he said that those will all be dropped when we come within heaven's gates.
但是当我们被神带入天国的时候。
That's why 1 Corinthians 15 calls Adam as earthy and Christ as heavenly.
所以圣经里面说到亚当是出乎土的，而基督是属乎天的。
And because the second man is from heaven,
因为第二个人是从天而来的。
So as is the heavenly, so also those who are heavenly.
因为基督是属天的，所以那些在耶稣里的人也是属乎天的。
That Christ is the heavenly man who's from heaven and returned to heaven.
耶稣是 从天而来，来到地上，又回到天上。
And our position in Christ determines our destiny in Christ.
我们在耶稣里，在基督里的这个地位，也决定了我们最终的，最终的目的地。
So even though we live on earth, all of heaven becomes our new world.
虽然我们仍旧存活在这地上，但是那个天成为。
And all its resources are available to us on earth today.
所有属天的丰富，在我们今日还在地上的时候，就能够成为我们的供应。
Thus, our position in Christ secures our destiny and defines our identity.
所以我们在耶稣里面的地位，决定了我们的身份，也决定了我们的最终的命运。
Thus, to conclude, it is not whether we are born a certain way, but whether we are born again.
所以，重要的并不是我们是怎样生的，而是在于我们需要重生，不是在于我们是怎样生的，而是在于我们需要重生。
You cannot find your true self if you do not truly find Christ.
如果你不寻见耶稣，实际上你不能看见你真正的自己。
So, for those who are not saved yet, which is why we still have Adam's desires controlling us, we want to come to Christ to be saved.
所以对那些还没有信主的人，我们愿意来认识耶稣，来相信，来相信基督耶稣。
If we're already born again and still retain Adam's desires, we want to come to Christ to be sanctified.
如果我们是已经在基督耶稣里，但是我们里面仍旧有从亚当里面来的这样子的欲望，我们应该到神的面前求神来洁净我们。
If we have no desire to be sanctified or like him, how can we say that we have a love relationship with him?
如果我们根本就不在乎被他洁净，那你怎么来说我和神之间有这样子的爱慕的关系呢？
Because he would be a dissatisfied lover that you are not returning his love in a substantial way.
因为如果你那样行的话，那么神看起来就是那一个非常不满意的情人。
So Paul says that we can put on our new identity, the new man that is Christ by faith.
所以保罗说我们要穿上新人，我们所穿上的那个新人就是基督耶稣。
The true you has already been brought to life and it now has Christ as righteousness.
我们如今已经有了基督成为我们的义。
That's why we can now boast we are no longer in Adam, but God has placed us in a new position and new relationship in Christ.
所以现在我们就能够夸口说如今我们已经不在亚当里。我们如今已经被神放在基督里，我们与神有了一个美好的关系。
So let's have a word of prayer.
所以我们有一些祷告。
Heavenly Father, I want to thank you that you already placed us in Christ.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，你已经将我们放在基督里。
So we ask that you would teach us how to live each day with our heads uplifted.
主，我们就求你来教导我们。如何每日来扬起我们的头来过我们的生活。
And we pray this in the name of your son.
我们这样祷告是奉你儿子的名。
Amen.
Amen.